Race, income, and access to care all affect the health of a community. Because of that, there continues to be barriers to health care in some neighborhoods. WRVO's Ellen Abbott takes a look at one model that works in central New York that has impacted a hard-to-reach urban population.
One area where there's a big racial disparity in health care is among women diagnosed with breast cancer. Overall, white women are slightly more likely to develop the disease, but African American women are more likely to die from it by a substantial margin. Linda Veet, Assistant VP for Community Relations at Upstate Medical University in Syracuse, works with lower-income populations. She says the higher death rate can be traced to a lack of regular mammograms, which identify cancers early. At this point, a lack of health insurance isn't a barrier.
Most people have health insurance, but I think it's an awareness and an education factor of what's stopping them from getting the health care, and specifically what I'm interested in, cancer screenings that they need.
Another barrier, says Veet, is that living in poverty leaves little time to make appointments for things like health screenings.
Taking care of their health is probably not top of their mind. They need to be able to put food on the table, right? They need to figure out safe housing situations.
To get past these issues, Upstate has started a program called She Matters, which encourages women in public housing to get the breast cancer detecting test. The difference is that the people doing the encouraging also live in the housing. These resident health advocates like Rita Lawrence are trained to get the message out to their neighbors. Lawrence meets residents where they live, in community rooms for lunch and learns, manning tables in lobbies, and at community events. And because she's a neighbor, residents are more likely to listen.
We can sympathize and empathize with them because we're from the same area, same community.
So far, Veet says it's working. The number of mammograms is up in the 5 years since the program started, and some cancers have been detected early. More than that, Veet says these women are now taking responsibility for their own health.
We have women who are not relying on us telling them, oh, you're due for your annual mammogram, or their RHA saying, oh, it's time to have your annual mammogram. They're actually going. They're scheduling themselves.
The next step is making inroads on other health issues that have a big impact on communities and public housing. And trying to make that happen is Connie Gregory, an engagement specialist for Healthy Neighbors Partnership, a collaboration between Upstate and the Syracuse Housing Authority.
A lot of our programs are around chronic disease prevention, such as diabetes and high blood pressure.
So that means resident health advocates are in the community talking up simple ways to stay healthy by promoting things like better nutrition and exercise.
We put a lot of emphasis on drinking water versus sodas and sweet drinks, so I noticed the difference in that. We put an emphasis on reducing sugar intake.
There are, though, some issues related to poverty that make some of these concepts harder to push through. For example, in an area where there are several public housing sites clustered on Syracuse's south side, there isn't easy access to a grocery store that sells fresh fruits or vegetables.
And the corner stores that are in the neighborhoods are not providing enough healthy foods at a reasonable price. I think that's a big deterrent.
Gregory says that goes for exercise as well. Often sidewalks are in bad shape and there's poor lighting, so it's hard to get people to just go out for a walk. And according to Veet, while breast cancer may be an easy item to promote, other health screenings may not be. For example, lung cancer screenings.
You're smoking at high rates, so we would love to be able to do a little more education and screening as far as early stages of lung cancer, trying to diagnose that early. We're making some inroads. It's a harder program, and I think it's harder because you have the stigma associated with smoking.
Veet also says mental health services are almost non-existent in these communities and there needs to be more access there. In the meantime, Upstate is moving ahead on another front to get more preventive medical care into this hard-to-reach community. Veet says mobile mammograms will become available in 2019, with mobile lung cancer tests possibly following. And as long as the message about the success of early detection gets out, then some of these barriers will fall.
So I think people are realizing that cancer isn't a death sentence anymore, that, you know, you can treat it and live as a survivor and a thriver for a long time.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.